Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined on the line by a friend of our station who is with us quite often, Constable Joe Tereshuk of the Lanark County OPP. Welcome back, sir.
Again, always a pleasure. Thanks again, Bob, for having me back.
And joining us as well, Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Entwistle, also with Lanark County OPP. Jacqueline, thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much for having us. I'm looking forward to having a chat together.
Well, last year we were speaking to the Perth Fire Department about a special event that they had to sort of introduce the world of volunteer firefighting to women in the region. This year, that has expanded and it is going to be called the Female First Responders Camp. It's coming up, I do believe, next month. And Jacqueline, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, thanks very much. And yeah, we're really looking forward to sort of expanding on the great work that Perth Fire put into it last year. So exactly that, we're putting together a sort of very hands-on camp for young women in Lanark County. Perth Fire and Lanark County OPP are the co-leads, but we are engaged with all actually emergency service responders within Lanark County. So Lanark, Carlton Place Police Service, Carlton Place Fire Department, Smith Falls Police Service, Lanark County Emergency Service EMS, and then a lot of the other like BBD&E Fire Service, I know is stepping in to assist, and I'm assuming all the others will be as well, but that's sort of off the top of my head. We're putting on, it's 2 days, but really the Friday evening is just kind of a meet greet, get some of the, I guess, paperwork out of the way, make sure we've got liabilities. We're going to have some pizza for the girls. They will also be fitting with full fire PPE. So it's only for a few hours on the Friday night. And then Saturday is a full day of events, very hands-on, but also an opportunity for young ladies to interact with different emergency service agencies. And we're gonna have the girls in small groups rotating through the different services and doing some fun hands-on experience. There's no cost to anybody that signs up. We're only going to be able to take about 24 applicants. It's going to be a fun day, though. Yeah, no cost. Food will also be provided for the participants. And
it's really an immersive experience for them.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to use some of the equipment, have a conversation one-on-one in that nice, you know, informal setting to discuss what careers might look like in the different, for the different emergency services. We realize these girls are not quite ready to sign up or, you know, join tomorrow, but that's why we've sort of chosen this age group. It's the opportunity for young women that are going to be going into post-secondary. And what does that look like? What education should they be thinking about? So yeah, trying to hit that age group a little bit earlier so that they have time to plan education-wise or even physical fitness-wise. So it's an opportunity for them to find out, if I want to become a fire, you know, work for a fire service, what does that look like? If I want to become a police officer, what do I need to start thinking about at 16 to plan for that?
Yeah. So, and actually I should have asked this at the beginning, what are the dates for the camp?
So the dates are October 13th. So Friday evening and October 14th, the full day, Saturday, October 14th.
And you're looking at, you mentioned young women and so on. What are the ages that you're sort of targeting at here? You mentioned
the target, perfect sort there. Of, I guess, target group would be 15 to 20, but I don't want, if somebody was 14 or 21, we would still like them to, you know, consider applying and we would look at the application as well. But our targeted age group is at 15 to 20. So sort of high school into college.
Now, Joe, you do a lot of outreach in the community. I know all the officers do. And like we talked about, whether it be going into schools or riding bikes downtown, doing foot patrols and so on, just interacting with people. But as you do, are you finding more young women are interested? Because I know that we've seen a shift overall in many women doing things like entering the trades and things like that. First responders could be along those lines.
Exactly. And as the staff said, they really looked at the success that Perth Fire had last year with sort of introducing young women to fire services. And it's sort of, I don't know if you want to say non-traditional jobs that maybe traditionally a lot of young girls don't necessarily even think of, like, oh, I wouldn't even think to be a firefighter. I wouldn't think to be a paramedic or a police officer. So having a really sort of intense hands-on camp like this is a perfect opportunity for anybody that out there that's maybe not even thought of it, and then they hear about this and it's like, yeah, you know, this is a chance. This is a chance for me to go and talk to people that are in these careers, that are in these jobs, what it took for them to get in to that line of work. And it might be something that they've never really seriously considered before, but after they attend, they'll be all in and say, yeah, absolutely, this is what I want to do for a living. And all that can do is potentially increase the number of people that we have applying to all first responder roles in the future, because as most people or many people in a lot of industries are looking for people. Yeah. It's not just police, it's not just firefighters. So anytime that we can kind of show this is what we do, this is what you need to sort of put yourself on this career path, the more the merrier. And we hope to share a lot of information with people on that weekend.
Jacqueline, what was it that drew you into it? Because I imagine sharing your story and other women who are first responders in general, I imagine those stories will be inspirational, but also be sort of a resource for these young women as they start down these paths.
Yeah. And for me, obviously, obviously we build relationships within our own services and have a good relationship with Perth Fire. So when Chief Chofi gave me the opportunity to sort of, you know, support them, but like you said, you also get a lot back seeing some of these young women, you know, just excited last year to get to put on that fire gear. You know, they did a lot of really intensive hands-on stuff last year with Perth Fire. I think this year we're going to scale it back a little bit, just because we are going to have more participants and the day will be a bit busier. But it's just that opportunity to get to see some young women just think about these careers. And I like the fact that we're getting this age group that little bit younger versus sort of that college level where they've, you know, they've already maybe tried to make some decisions. And that's not to say we would never want somebody who maybe took a business degree to still think about policing or fire, but this is really giving some young women, you know, a little bit of skill set to sort of think, what do I want my next step in life to look like? And what should I do to prepare? And to be honest, it's also a great opportunity to see some leadership skills in the girls, right? That opportunity for them to step outside maybe their comfort zone, because they're not with their high school friends. A lot of them last year came on their own, so they didn't really have anybody else. So that's why the sort of Friday night is that little bit of an icebreaker, get the girls, you know, because they're coming from all over Lanark County. Some of them have never even met each other before. But it's, you know, it's just a great opportunity to get to see some young women gain some knowledge and have a bit of fun, but also, you know, realize what a career in one of these emergency services might look like.
Not to get too personal, but how old were you when you realized that this is what you wanted to do?
I was probably in high school. I was probably about 16, 17. I knew at the time I was thinking RCMP, and at the time the RCMP was really pushing university degrees. So I did go and get my university degree, therefore having a fallback, you know, in case policing didn't work out. I ended up at the time applying to the RCMP and the OPP, and the OPP offered the position first. So I ended up being with the OPP for the last 29 years.
How long have you been in Lanark County?
I've been back in Lanark County about 2 years. I was here as a constable from 98 to about 2005, and then was sort of throughout the province in different roles. And I recently came back, well, not that recent, feels recent, but about 2 years ago, came back to Lanark County as one of the managers at Lanark County Detachment.
Joe, I know you speak really highly of Jacqueline and the work that she does in the community as well.
Well, it's one of the bonuses when you have the command staff that Lanark County does, and the fact that everybody's engaged, and it's from the top down. There's new members coming in. There's members who have spent their entire careers here. It's a great dynamic and a great sort of almost a microcosm of the county, with all the different levels of officers and the different levels of experience and people coming from different areas. So to have everybody buy in and have this engagement with the community, I think is just one step. And then this is something that we hope to carry on and do for years to come, and maybe expand or even find ways of focusing even more, and just having, like, if it's really successful and everybody wants to come, then maybe it might turn into, we have to do one just for fire because there's so many people, and we have to do one that's just for police because there's so much interest in it. So having this will really sort of see what we might end up being able to do in the future. So it's an exciting new endeavor for us this year.
And it's certainly appealing when you talk about, the workforce and the leadership. That's appealing to anybody who may be considering entering policing or any of the first responders positions that are around here. It's great to hear. And I know this through conversations with not only you two, but with other officers throughout, my career here at Lake 88. The way that you folks are speaking right now, that's you. People don't need to be intimidated by the police. You're just wonderful people to speak with. You really are.
We
Maybe
try.
just maybe just you try, you succeed, Joe. But maybe just before we go, Jacqueline, you can just sort of sum up when the event is, how people can apply for it, and just the basics there.
Sure, absolutely. So again, we're looking at a sort of a 1.5 day camp. Co-organizers being Perth Fire Service and Lanark County OPP, but we have participation from all emergency services in Lanark County, South Falls Police Service, Carlton Place Fire, I know BBD&E Fire, so everybody, Lanark County paramedics, so everybody is stepping up to assist. We're very fortunate that way, and like I said, it's an opportunity for us even internally to build our relationships as well as providing something back to the community. So on October 13th, the evening, I believe it's only for about 2 hours. I want to say from, and I know it's on, it, sorry, it is six from about 6 to 8 p.m. on the Friday evening, and then on October 14th, we'll run from 9 until 6 p.m. There's no cost to participants. We do want the residents, people applying to be from Lanark County. We will be providing food for the participants for the day, and it's going to be a fun hands-on experience. There will be some physical activity as well, but we don't want anybody to be intimidated by that. We will make sure it's within everybody's comfort zones, but it is going to be an opportunity to do some hands-on fun, as well as having individual conversations with different fire services, with Lanark County paramedics, and with we'll have one station as police with Smith Falls Fire and OPP together. And then at the end of the day, we're going to do something fun activity that combines all the girls together and some of the skill set that they learned throughout the day, and a bit of a fun end of the day activity. It's really a great opportunity for us to engage with just some of the young women in Lanark County and provide an opportunity for them to gain career knowledge and provide them with sort of what do I need to do for the next steps. If I'm thinking about these, what should I be thinking now as maybe a 17-year-old thinking about going to college or university, but maybe thinking down the road that one of these emergency services would be something that they're interested in. So we do have a lot of posters put out on social media with a QR code, but you can find a lot of the information on the Town of Perth website, and I think a lot of the municipalities have probably posted that as well. As well as on, I think, some of the fire services, any of their websites.
And we'll
So.
post this interview shortly, and we will also share a link too for people
Great. Thank you
to
so
find a
much.
way to find out how to register. Thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I'd love to have you both back maybe a few weeks after this takes place, just so you can sort of tell our listeners how it went and what you learned from the experience. Maybe in our next regular visit with Joe, Jacqueline, you could stop along.
That's
Just
awesome. That would be great. Thank
for a
you.
little bit, no problem. I'm actually thinking about replacing Joe with you after this interview, but
I'm out.
we'll talk later.
I don't know. Joe holds down a big job here.
No, Joe does a wonderful job. He does indeed. But I want to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with me today. It is very much appreciated.
Anytime, Bob. Thank you for the time.
Thanks so much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Lanark County OPP Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Entwistle and Constable Joe Tereshuk. We've been talking about the Female First Responders Camp coming up October 13th and 14th. We will have more information on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.